Today's Epiphany, episode number 94. So this one goes out to all the queens who have that feeling when you have overextended yourself and continue to do it. And the sick feeling you feel, run down, tired, and it seems to extend throughout your whole life. The pattern of not knowing when to stop. Not knowing where you begin and the rest of the world ends. It's like you've been detached from your inner knowing and inner intuition. And remember when you were a child, you were told how to be? Be a good girl. Be quiet. Don't make too much noise. Do what I say. Be happy. Look pretty. Be proper. And that's how the you feels right now, today, restricted. That's how the you feels right now, today, basically cut off from your intuition. And queens, do you also remember when you were a child and everything was a competition? It wasn't just okay to be you. You had to compete for affection, attention, validation, like the honor roll, not making mistakes, getting good grades. Not getting in trouble, be the best. Do all the clubs and make your resume look good. And that's how you feel today, right now, too, is overwhelmed. That's how you feel right now is extinguished. And we can't willpower or mindset shift our intuition back into our lives. The pattern of not being ourselves extends to today because that's all we know. We know that something doesn't feel right, and we do it anyway. Time and time again, that becomes our way of being. We don't like it, but we think we are too messed up to fix, or we're just failures. And the truth is that pattern can be healed. The emotional trauma sits in us because we are the ones that are denying ourselves, our true love, our true self, our true fulfilling relationships. And we couldn't do anything then, but we can do something now. We can heal those emotional blocks that keep us stuck. And we then begin to feel safe in our intuition. We then begin to make decisions in alignment with our greatest good. And then we begin to attract the love that we truly desire. Love is limitless, and so is our intuition. And I invite you to bring her forward. And if following your intuition is hard right now, and you're noticing the pattern of denying yourself and what you want to do, I would love to invite you to my upcoming workshop, Successfully Prioritize Things That Light You Up. It's a workshop, and it's showing up for you and to you if you are ready for action, if you're ready to do something different and heal that pattern. I will put the registration link in the show notes, but you can also go to the website under the events tab, Attract Health, Build Wealth. I look forward to seeing you there.